A droplet of sweat rolled between the shoulder blades of Thomas Edward O'Connell Cuchulainn Powell, Earl of Langdon, as he steadied the cocked dueling pistol and took aim. He looked down the weapon's barrel, his concentration fixed on his target 20 paces away. His exhalation misted in the chill midnight air as he fought for calm. He inhaled, held his breath, then pulled the trigger. There was a flash and a cloud of smoke as the weapon's concussion split the night's stillness. 20 paces away, glass shattered. The hushed crowd burst into applause and cheers of bravo as Tom lowered the pistol and grinned. He kept his footing as people swarmed around him, offering their congratulations and hearty thumps on the back. Numerous women, scented heavily with perfume, kissed his cheeks, so many that he imagined it looked as though he wore rouge. "The hero of Regent's Park," George Mowbray declared. "Not to Culver, I'm afraid." Tom looked over at his opponent, Lord Culver, who sulked as he handed his dueling pistol to a footman. Culver had missed when taking aim at the bottle of claret. Perhaps if Tom had been more virtuous, he would have deliberately missed so that there was no winner and no loser. Though Tom was an earl and the heir to the Duke of Northfield, no one would ever call him virtuous.
"Ah, shag him," Mowbray said magnanimously.
"I'll leave that to the professionals." Tom smiled ruefully as Culver's hired companion for the evening attempted to soothe her client. When Culver shoved her away and she stumbled, Tom immediately strode through the crowd and jammed his fist into his opponent's sternum.
"You may have lost, but you're still a gentleman," Tom said in a low, warning voice.
Gently, he took the woman's arm to make sure she kept her footing. "Apologize to the lady."
"She's just a whore, Langdon," Culver said. "Apologize."
Tom's jaw firmed as he held up the pistol.
"Or else the next time I fire this, it will be at your worthless heart."
Culver scowled, but said in a grudging voice,
"I'm sorry."
Under his breath, he muttered,
"You Irish son of a bitch."
Tom narrowed his eyes.
"Repeat that."
"I..." Culver gulped. "It was a jest. A poor one." Since the age of 12, when he'd been brought from his mother's Irish home to be educated in his father's country of England, Tom had heard some variation of Culver's insult. Why anyone thought Tom ought to be embarrassed about his Irish blood, he had no idea. But he wouldn't tolerate slurs.
"Must I ask for another apology?"
"My sincere contrition," Culver said. After casting Tom a wary glance, he hurried toward his waiting carriage.
"Hope I didn't cost you your night's earnings," Tom said to the woman.
"Oh, no." She gave him a dry smile as she eyed the throngs of young, wealthy bucks, passing bottles back and forth as they caroused. "There's plenty of pickings in this crowd." She glanced at him, and her smile turned more genuine. "Happens that I'm free right now, my lord, if you're interested."
"Perhaps another evening."
He wasn't ready for bed yet. One of the rakes came forward with a substantial bundle of cash and jammed it into Tom's hand.
"Your winnings, Langdon."
No sooner than the cash was in his hand than Tom turned and handed it to the woman.
"For putting up with Culver."
"I couldn't, my lord," she said, as she tucked the money into her bodice.
She gave him a wink.
"Night, love."
She pressed a quick kiss to his cheek, then strode off into the darkness.
"That was near £70, Langdon,"
Mowbray said in shock.
"She'll have better use of it than me."
There was no shortage of funds in Tom's coffers. Between income from his earldom as well as his generous allowance provided by his father, the Duke. Other lordlings and bucks swam in seas of debt, hounded constantly by tailors, club proprietors, and wine shop owners. Tom made certain to pay everyone on time, for no other reason than the fact that he could.
"I'd do it again for free if it meant humiliating Culver. Bloke's had it coming since he refused to cover his mistress's bills."
"You're a daft bastard,"
Mowbray said with a shake of his head.